Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
Welcome to Rock the Flock for the week of Sunday, May 3rd, 2026. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining the show. This week, my brother, my guest this week, Mr. Mike Stand, could not join the show due to sickness. We'll get him back on the show here in a week or two. So this week, we're going to do exactly what I learned in the sermon this morning. We're going to just get back into the Bible. And this week, we'll be talking spiritual gifts. In between those segments, you are going to sit back and enjoy some of the best music that you could absolutely tune in to listen to. So God bless you to all the artists, and let's get ready to rock the flock. Welcome into Rock the Flock Radio. This week, we'll be talking about spiritual gifts. And I absolutely love it when even AI gets it correct. Because all I did just to start this off was type in what are spiritual gifts on Google. And, you know, the top search thing you get that pops up is the AI virtual answer. So I'm just going to read that because, hey, take a listen to this. Spiritual gifts are supernatural abilities given by the Holy Spirit to believers in Jesus intended to build up the church and serve others rather than personal gain. Found in the Bible, Romans 12, 1 Corinthians 12, these gifts are distinct from natural talents and include prophecy, teaching, serving, leadership, encouragement, and wisdom. Isn't that amazing that AI can go out there and grab that and not just give a vague answer, but it tells you exactly where those gifts come from? A supernatural gift, an ability given to us by the Holy Spirit. And it even says to believers in Jesus. And we're going to jump into a few of these this week, which, you know, it laid out prophecy, teaching, serving, leadership, encouragement, and my favorite one, wisdom. So stay tuned right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in this week to the show as we dive into the Word of God and we're going to talk about spiritual gifts. You know, each one of us has a gift that God has given. It's very important to those who are listening that don't feel like they're worth anything, because God is definitely, He created you this way. He created you with a gift. And let's go. This is on holyculture.net. I found these five things. And we'll just start with this. The gift of creativity. And what is the gift of creativity? It's the ability to express faith, truth, and beauty throughout various art forms such as music, wow, right here on this show, visual arts, writing, and other creative endeavors. Well, there you go, Rock the Flock artist. The first one, creativity. The second one is one of my favorites that I pray for a lot, the gift of discernment. And that is the ability to perceive and understand spiritual truths, motives, and influences, often used to provide guidance and insight to others. A lot of times on this show, I talk about all the rabbit holes I go down. Yes, as what I would be labeled as a conspiracy theorist, but I'm really not. I'm going to search the truth, and I pray for God to give me that discernment to go out and find that truth so I can share it with others. And it's really cool, man. I've been able to do it with a lot of the young people that work for me. And now they come to me to tell me things. or they come and they've talked to someone else and it backs up a point that I've made. You know, I put my whole trust in the Lord. And I know things have to happen because it's been written in the Bible. As we get into the end of times. But just to have that spiritual gift of discernment to look out there and be able to see the truth. The next one is compassion. And this is one that many of us have that, like I said, there are people that feel like they're worthless, that we all have this gift of compassion. And compassion is a deep sense of empathy, understanding, and a strong desire to alleviate the suffering of others. This gift is a true reflection of Christ's love and empathy for humanity. Another one we don't think we have because we just think we work for it and spend it is the gift of finances and financial stewardship. And the gift of financial stewardship is very important because it's the ability to manage and use the financial resources in a way that honors God, benefits the body of Christ, and supports charitable causes. You know, you've heard the saying, if you can't serve others for the little bit you have, how can you expect God to give you a lot to help people? The gift of wisdom in decision making, that is a really important spiritual gift. And that's the ability to make sound and godly decisions in complex or challenging situations. That's a God-given gift. The gift is also used to provide clarity and insight to others facing similar dilemmas. A gift we have that we take for granted. Intercessory prayer. And that's the ability to pray fervently for the needs of others and to engage in spiritual warfare through prayer. Now, did you get that? That's very important. Two parts right there. That we pray fervently for the needs of others. Not my needs, not your needs, but the needs of others. And to engage in the thing that we talk so much about in this show, the fight against principality. To engage in that spiritual warfare through prayer. Now we'll come back and talk a little bit more about some more. So let's just go through those so you can jot them down and research this yourself. And it's a spiritual gift of creativity, general discernment, compassion, financial stewardship, wisdom in decision making, intercessory prayer. Jot those down. Take them with you this week. Dive into the Word of God and find out what these spiritual gifts are and ask God for them. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. I hope you're enjoying the show this week. As I mentioned earlier, my guest this week, Brother Mike Stand of the Altar Boys, and you're saying, who is Mike Stand? Well, Life Begins at the Cross is their song, is one of many of their songs, and it's the last song that plays in this show because it's the perfect way to end every show, that life truly begins at the cross. So we'll get Brother Mike on. We've got some amazing guests lined up in the next few weeks, and you want to stay tuned for that. But this week, we're talking about spiritual gifts. Now, in the last segment, we went through some of them, the gift of creativity, the gift of discernment, the gift of compassion, the gift of financial stewardship, the gift of wisdom in decision-making, and the gift of intercessory prayer. Three more I want to talk about. And it's the gift, one spiritual gift that we, again, don't think we have or don't think we should ask for, is the gift of counseling. And what is that? The gift of counseling is a gift of listening, empathizing, and providing wise and compassionate guidance to those in need of emotional, mental, or spiritual support. Now, we have all been in a situation where we've had to help someone. But you see how that one started out. It starts with the gift of listening. So we have two ears and one mouth for a reason. Listen to people. Ask God for that discernment. Again, in the truth in what you listen to, in the truth in what you say to people. Because a lot of people hinge, they come to you in desperation and they hinge on every word that you say. So listen, be empathizing, and provide wise and compassionate guidance. Ask God for that wisdom, the words of wisdom that not can only just change that person's situation, but could lead them closer in the walk with the Lord. Another spiritual gift is the gift of hospitality. You say, what kind of gift is hospitality? Well, it's the gift of creating an atmosphere of warmth, welcome, and care for others, often through hosting and serving others in a generous and loving manner. Do you invite people over to your house? Do you have extra food and invite someone over to eat? Or is to come over and have a Bible study and then get some munchies out while you have a Bible study? Do you take food to someone? Do you, and this will tie into several things, do you find people that need help and help them? So ask God for the gift of hospitality. The last gift we're going to talk about is the gift of empathy. And this is one I struggle, but I don't struggle with, because there's some parts of it that I do and then I don't. And empathy is the gift of deeply understanding and sharing the feelings of others, providing comfort, compassion, and support in times of need. Well, see, I struggle with it because I am a yesterday's done person. It doesn't matter the degree of pain, hurt, loss. I can close the book on yesterday. And it's hard for me to be empathetic to others. And I need to work on this. I need to pray about it and work on it. Because a lot of people can't do that. A lot of people hang on to, especially death in their family. That I can be more empathetic with people. I hope through these 9 gifts we've talked about, and I'll run through them again real quick, and that's the gift of creativity, which I said every artist on this show has, the gift of discernment, the gift of compassion, the gift of your finances and what to do with them, the gift of wisdom in decision-making. When something's coming up, you ask God to give you the right words, the right way to do things. the gift of intercessory prayer. And that's where we really pray about the needs of others, and we engage in, I love this, spiritual warfare through prayer. The gift of counseling, to be able to listen and talk to people in a godly way. The gift of hospitality, to be able to serve others, whether it's in your house, you go to their house, you find a person in need and do something. And I warn you, in the Bible, we do things so people don't know that we do them. Now, does it mean you don't walk up to somebody's door and knock on the door and give them food or a supper that evening? But there are things we can do. Did you know you can go down to the utility board and ask them for, and they don't even have to give you a name, just give you a price on someone's power bill that's fixing to be turned off. And you can pay it to keep their power on. You can do a Walmart pickup. And no, I'm not sponsoring Walmart on this show, but you can do a Walmart pickup and send food to someone's house. There are lots of ways that we can show hospitality. And then empathy, which we just talked about, and that's just understanding the feelings of others and being compassionate with them. Thrown a lot of things at you so far this week in the show, and we still have another segment. God bless you. It's Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio, and what a show this week. We've been talking about spiritual gifts, and there are so many of them. We went through a list of 9 of them, but how do you ask for a spiritual gift? Because I believe God gives us, we all have a gift. And I believe if we ask for a gift and we honor it, we receive more gifts. So how do you start out looking for a spiritual gift in the journey of life? Well, first, you have to pray. You have to trust in the Holy Spirit and pray and ask God to reveal your gift. When you pray, you listen, wait, and put your faith to work to identify what that gift is. Now, once you pray, you got to study the Word. You got to get into the Word of God. Study the Scriptures to learn more about spiritual gifts and how they are used in your life. This will help you identify your gift once it's revealed. Look inside. Take time to reflect on where you find purpose and what you feel called to do. Gifts are tools that help us walk in purpose and fulfill God's call in our lives. Consider what strengths, what capabilities that you possess with this purpose and calling. Seek guidance. Once you discover your gift, continue to pray and study to gain more wisdom. Seek guidance from spiritual leaders and other Christians with more experience who can help you develop your gifting. And I truly believe God will send people your way. And I hope each one of you, I do, I have several men that I can pick up the phone and call or go see and ask their opinion on things. the last thing to do is get to work. Once you identify what your spiritual gift is, it's like everything. You have to practice. You gain confidence with that spiritual gift. You get to work with it. Get involved in different ministries and ask God to send you to the right one. Find your niche and be open to change, because a lot of times we put our wants and needs and what we want to do, but ask God what He wants you to do, to show us, to trust Him. His ways are higher than ours, and He is always working, listen to this, for our good. Thank you for sticking with me this week as we have been going through these spiritual gifts. If you don't know what yours is, again, pray, seek, find it. Ask God to reveal it. And go use it, not for personal gain, but for kingdom gain. As I mentioned, we got several weeks of some amazing artists coming up on the show. I'm very excited about it, especially an artist. And I'll give you a little egg on it. She didn't think she fit in the show because, yes, she is an artist, but she's also written books. She is, she's amazing. And you're going to find that out here on the show. So have a great week. Go find your spiritual gift. Thank God for it. Continue to go to Him to build it. And just use it. It's Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.